T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to hour number 2 of this Friday edition of Cook and Pony. Man, Andrew, I'm psyched. I'm looking forward to this hockey game tonight.
You're psyched.
I am psyched.
You're pumped.
You know what?
Fired
I
up.
Always get
Ron's fired
a
up.
Little more psyched for Penguins Capitals because I still believe it's a great rivalry. They're going to probably meet in the playoffs again. It seems like they always do. The Penguins have owned them. I love watching Ovechkin come here to town. I still love seeing Brooks Orpik and Matt Niskanen. They're still hanging around. Come to town. I'm really looking forward to it. I know it's only February 2nd. There's 30 games left to play in this hockey season. There's 29 after this, so win or lose, there's a long way to go. But it's always fun for me to watch Penguins Capitals. I'm interested in the lineup tonight. I'm interested to see what Mike Sullivan does with his defensemen. We haven't got a word for his skate optional today. I haven't seen anything yet. Has he announced a goaltender yet? I'm assuming it's going to be Matt Murray again. I'm looking forward to what he does with his defenseman. Does Cole stay in, or does Cole come out and Hunwick go in? It's going to be interesting to see. We're going to talk to Bob Airy at noon. I love talking to Airy about the Penguins. He'll be on with us at noon, so we look forward to that. But what do you think he's going to do with the lineup tonight?
Well, I think the forward thing is pretty self-evident.
Yeah, Reeves is in, Russ moves up, and Sherry's out. I don't know that that would have happened if there hadn't have been an injury, although a lot of people would speculate this might be a nice night to bring Reeves back because the Capitals play a heavy game, and Tom Wilson's one of the dirtiest players in the league. If you were coming up with the top 5 dirty players, he'd certainly be on the list.
Does this feel like a quasi-playoff game to you?
No.
See, I
never buy that the games in February have a playoff feel because I know what playoff games feel like, and it's not tonight. It's bigger than most regular season games.
Yeah, you don't feel like their backs are against the wall, do you?
No, of course not. If they lose this, they get ready for New Jersey tomorrow with 29 games left to go. But I do think there'll be a little more intensity maybe than Pittsburgh-Carolina last week or even Pittsburgh-San Jose this week. There will be more of that, but to compare, I never buy that. It feels like a playoff game. I don't buy that. I think the fans will be into it. The Penguins are playing better, which is a big part of it. 9-3 in January, looking like a Stanley Cup contender again. And we had Jim Rutherford on with us the other day, and that's what he said. You know, man, he feels a lot better about his team. Said it took him a while to get going. He was afraid it was going to take all year. But it's taken them half the season, and they seemingly figured it out. Sidney's playing great. Malkin was the number one star for the month, was he not?
Mm-hmm.
12 goals, led the league in goals in January. So a lot to like about this team, and it's a nice test tonight against the number one team in the division.
I just have my mind made up on Washington. So I will admit that the rivalry has more juice now that both teams are good again. I mean, the Capitals had a year or two where they fell off. They did make the playoffs one season. They weren't a legitimate contender. You know, they bring Barry Trotz in, and now, even though they're not having playoff success, they're winning divisions, they're winning President's Trophies. The Penguins waned at the end of the Dan Bylsma era, and then again with Mike Johnston. So both teams were, in terms of how good they are, we're back to where we were when Crosby and Ovechkin both broke in. You know, I think they are again looked at as the two best players on two of the premier teams in hockey. You know, Tampa Bay's there now, so it's not a clear two-dog race, so to speak. But here they are now into their 30s, and I think they're back dueling for NHL supremacy. So that adds to the rivalry, but I got to be honest, I just look at these Washington games and think, even if the Capitals went out there and beat them like 7-0 tonight, that wouldn't affect the way I feel about the dynamic between these two teams.
They've already split two games in Washington, right? The Penguins won one, they won one. And this is like the Penguins, I think Jeff said it in his update, the Penguins are to Washington what
The Patriots are to the Steelers.
You're not going to feel good about it until you beat them in a series or game that counts.
Yes, and this is not a game that counts.
This is not a game that counts, but it's still going to be a lot of fun.
I would favor the Penguins in a playoff series against Washington right now. If you're giving me that matchup.
Absolutely. The way they're playing, I don't know if I'd have said that a month ago, but the way they're playing as good a hockey as anybody in the league right now.
I feel the Penguins
bring... A month ago, I couldn't have said that.
I feel like the Penguins bring out the worst in certain Capitals. Holtby is number one on that list. If you're not getting upper echelon or elite level goaltending, you're not going to win a Stanley Cup. They shrunk him down to, you know, he melted away in that playoff series last year. It wasn't as severe as Bobrovsky, but it was close. He was not good. Go back and look at his saves percentage from that series.
And so he's a great goaltender.
He is, but he's not against
them. And he may score a shutout tonight.
He might, but I think something changes psychologically with him and Bobrovsky when they get into playoff series against the Penguins. Holtby is the second fastest goaltender to 200 wins. Only Dryden won 200 quicker. Maybe Murray will break both of their records if given the opportunity here, if he stays healthy. But Holtby is off to an incredible start to his career wins-wise. He's on a Hall of Fame win trajectory. But he has, like his franchise, he personifies it. He has not gotten it done in the playoffs. So it's, to me, it's always interesting whenever these two teams play to think about how we look at this rivalry. Do you put it, is it better than Patriots-Steelers in your mind?
No.
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 Is it better than Steelers-Bengals?
No.
Okay. Is it better than Steelers-Ravens right
no.
now? So the football rivalries come before it. How about Penguins-Flyers?
I like Capitals better than Flyers right now because the Flyers have been bad for a long time.
How about Penguins-Blue Jackets? Testy, plucky, they get after each other.
I'll still take Washington.
They fight each other, you still take Washington?
Yep.
So you think Pittsburgh-Washington is the best?
Are the Penguins rivalries. In the division, both going for first place. Now, you know, and I know Columbus is in that category. Philadelphia in the same division, too. Some people will tell you there'll never be anything Steelers and, Penguins and Flyers, but you're asking me. My opinion says Penguins, Cavs.
Okay, let me ask the question this way. If your schedule only allowed for you to get to one game this week and your choices were tonight or Tuesday night against Vegas, which game would you rather go to?
It's two different things there. The game, much prefer tonight versus, and I know Vegas has, you know, what, the second best record in the league. Mm-hmm. Great matchup. I would much rather go to the game tonight but it's Fleury's homecoming. That will trump the game tonight for me. I want to see it. I want to see the emotion in the building.
Yeah, I agree
when
with that.
Fleury comes out. Now, game wise, if it was the second time Fleury comes back here, it's not even close.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Not even close.
Because, you know, but you say the game, even the game against Vegas, if you just take the emotion out of it. Even seeing him in Pittsburgh play against his former teammates has an enormous novelty and shock value for me.
Well, like, of course.
Because I think it's going to be like, you even heard it when they played in Vegas earlier this year. That arena was like a 50-50 thing, Penguins fans to Vegas fans, and I felt like fans had to catch themselves and stop themselves from cheering for Marc-Andre Fleury just because they've grown so accustomed to it. I would rather go to the game on Tuesday. I'd rather watch the game on Tuesday. If the Capitals had beaten the Penguins in last year's Game 7, I would give you a different answer. Because I would feel like I would feel like the rivalry was more even. Like there's a rubber match, something to prove who is going to be the team this year that comes out on top. And I just have such a like fatalistic attitude or such a great amount of confidence with the Penguins that when push comes to shove and these two teams are put.
And it almost seems like destiny, like they'll meet again this year. I would be surprised if they don't. We want to hear from you. Is it still the best rivalry for the Penguins? You still like the Flyers better? 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder and Fan Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. We want to hear from you. Bob Arey coming up at high noon. You don't want to miss that. We're cooking pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.